Good morning. May 24th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's thread runs from overdose response and syringe access to new Tennessee laws and several funding deadlines in early June. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few news developments are worth watching this morning. Bloomberg Government reports that Colorado unlawfully inflated the cannabis excise tax base, according to a suit. In New Mexico, AJC.com reports that fentanyl and meth were found at the house where responders got sick after answering an overdose call in Albuquerque. A related report from Fox News says an illicit version of fentanyl was linked to the deadly New Mexico incident that also sickened first responders in Mountain Air. Taken together, those reports may keep attention on responder protocols and public messaging after overdose calls. Elsewhere, Willamette Week reports that commissioners in the Portland area dismissed pushback over a proposed ban on needle distribution near schools. And Filter reports that NIDA explained links between drugs and HIV without mentioning syringes. That omission may matter for listeners tracking how federal messaging handles proven harm reduction tools. On social media, one lived experience post from @MattConzo on X described being off heroin for 13 years after multiple overdoses and serious injuries, and said that without stopping, they would likely be dead. In a more practical vein, @SoulForEmpathy on X posted that people can get a fentanyl test strip or a testing cup, saying a fentanyl tester tells you whether fentanyl is present, while a testing cup tells you everything in it, and that these tools are often available for free in many places. Another post from @Pulsea highlighted Still Here, described as software for people who use drugs to stay alive when recovery is not the goal, with a harm reduction rather than abstinence focus. There was also a separate public-facing message from @MLotmanier on X, arguing that even deep red states and cities use needle exchange and other harm reduction services as one way for law enforcement, public health, and others to reach people with the highest levels of need. In research, a qualitative study in BMC Health Services Research examined providers' perspectives on what heroin-assisted treatment ought to be. Another qualitative study in the Journal of Substance Use and Addiction Treatment looked at low-threshold buprenorphine treatment at syringe services programs, emphasizing the importance of relationships, reflected in the title, quote, "It was good because they have a relationship with us." That kind of finding is especially relevant for programs trying to lower barriers without losing continuity of care. On the policy front, Tennessee has enacted a law requiring each local education agency and public charter school to annually implement an evidence-based substance abuse and violence prevention program in every school serving grades 3 through 12, with the aim of reducing student tobacco, alcohol, and illicit drug use. Also in Tennessee, a newly signed law enacts the Helping Open Pathways to Effective, or HOPE, Treatment Act. A few funding opportunities are current right now. The Centers for Disease Control opportunity under the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, has a deadline of June 8, 2026.
The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration opportunity for the Providers Clinical Support System for Substance Use Disorder Treatment, or PCSS-SUD treatment, is due June 15, 2026. That one is coming up soon for applicants still assembling partners or scope. And the National Institutes of Health has a funding opportunity to establish a Center for the Advancement of Substance Use Disorder Pharmacotherapeutics through training and preclinical support, with a deadline of September 30th, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, The National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging people to contact Congress to release fiscal year 2025 homelessness grant funds. Shatterproof is also asking for donations for Mental Health Awareness Month. If that last campaign is relevant to your work or network, the month-long awareness push gives it a clear timing window. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.